This goes to Dr. Prakash Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Daniel Gladding, G-L-A-D-D-I-N-G. Date of birth 5/21 of 1956. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Gladding with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and anemia of chronic disease. His last visit was August 20th of this year. He did report that he stopped Farxiga about 2 months ago when his creatinine level increased more than it ever had been. It had been in the range of 2.6, as low as 2.2 in May of this year. Then August 2nd of this year, that creatinine jumped to 3.31 and has not restabilized even after stopping Farxiga. He states that blood sugars are fairly well controlled at this time, ranging between 120 fasting and as high as 150 after meals. And no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Minimal edema of the lower extremities, and that is stable. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. I want to highlight the glimepiride. It's 5 milligram daily for diabetes. Lipitor, trazodone, risperidone, Zoloft, omeprazole 40 milligram daily, fenofibrate, and Zyprexa. Physical exam, weight 244 pounds, pulse is 90, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 144 over 74, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done October 18th. Of 2024, creatinine is 3.1, estimated GFR is 21, sodium 139, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 26, calcium 9.3, albumin 4.4, hemoglobin is 12.0, normal platelets and white count 11.0. His hemoglobin A1C was 6.8. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease, currently stable creatinine levels. They're ranging between 2.9 up to 3.3. Most recently we have a 3.1 creatinine. No uremic symptoms, no pericarditis, no volume overload. We will continue to check labs monthly. 2, diabetic nephropathy with well-controlled glucose. And 3, anemia of chronic disease, not requiring treatment until hemoglobin is less than 10. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 2 to 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.